It happens at night sometimes, right before I doze off or when I wake up suddenly with someone on my mind, someone I care about, or even some people of the world I heard about on the car radio earlier. Without thinking, I just whisper, "God help them." It happens when I'm at the hospital waiting as a friend is in surgery, and I'm pacing the floor worried and frightened, when I stop and close my eyes and speak softly, "God be in that operating room." These are moments when I come to the end of my thinking, the end of my ego, the end of my self-sufficiency, when I turn to God and say, "I need you." Sometimes I wonder if there's a point to it. Maybe you wonder that too. We are Americans, Californians, members of the technological mecca of the country. We can have trouble thinking of ourselves as anything but self-sufficient. We have been molded, trained, praised, and rewarded for our ability to take care of ourselves, our families, and certainly our business. Self-sufficiency is a goal, a prize that is recognized as quite an achievement. How could we possibly give that up? Why would we want to? Sometimes we may even ask, why would we want to admit to others that we need prayer, that we need help reaching out to God? Sometimes we may be asked, who or what are you praying to? How can you be sure that your prayers are going anywhere? Can it be that you're just talking to the air? There may be nothing up there except the clouds. You're believing in magic and setting yourself up for disappointment. I know a woman who had cancer and went to her pastor for healing prayer. And she died a few weeks later anyway. Don't we all know stories like that? Does that mean God wasn't listening? Why is the whole idea of prayer for our loved ones, ourselves, our country, even our planet, so hard to understand and sometimes even to believe? We struggle with the feelings and thoughts so much because we are thinking like people, not like God. We are thinking in terms of problem solving that is linear, based on reason and assessment from the past. We limit God's possibilities because of our own. However, we have been disappointed or discouraged in the past is coloring our expectations of the future. Listen again to the passage from the prophet. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." This is where we get hung up. This is where we think intercessory prayer means God is magic, or like a bellhop, where we put in our request and out pops our answer. This is limiting God based on what we might understand, which is linear, give and take. Science can see life in other dimensions. In addition to the rational, the differences are like stepping from Newtonian physics, that which we experience with our senses, to quantum mechanics, a whole world of matter and energy and subatomic particles that can appear there and not there at the same time. Of course, most of us have very little knowledge about this. Intercessory prayer, praying for others, is a mystery. We step into the moment in time with God, who is timeless and in humble gratitude we accept that which we cannot explain. There's no definition, no map, no software that gives us an explanation. This is not our doing. This is God's. God offers grace, that totally unearned gift of love, acceptance, and mercy, that compassion and comfort to everyone, regardless of who they are. God loves us that much. All we need to do is be aware of the grace and receive it. We just need to notice it, like the light to the psalmist in the darkness. In Psalm 18, it is you who light my lamp, the Lord my God, lights up my darkness. In intercessory prayer, God's healing and saving include us. We join with our hearts and full compassion and our knowledge of the world. We become part of the action, part of the blessing to those we encounter. We don't know how God will do what God will do, but we can be sure that God will help through the Holy Spirit in this mystery that Spirit helps us to believe. When we pray for someone, we are accessing God's Spirit in which we also participate. Having been created in the image of God, we naturally care deeply about others being all they were created to be, spiritually, mentally, physically whole. Even Socrates says, the only true wisdom is knowing that you know nothing. What a wonderful place to start. To come to God with a mind that is wide open, anything from God with a heart eager to learn. How often have you heard the phrase, holding someone in prayer? Have you ever thought about what that means? To be holding someone in prayer means that you are lifting them up with whatever burden they are struggling with. You are entrusting that person's hopes and dreams and very life to that ever-present God because you care deeply for her. But at the same time, you realize that what she needs is beyond what you can do. You have come to the place of not knowing, the end of your own ability to figure out what to do for her yourself. But you know, there's still one thing you can do. So you hold her gently, carefully, completely, knowing that somehow this mystery of prayer will do something, even if you have no idea what that's going to be. You hold her with all your love and gratitude, all you can muster, because you know that your prayer will be heard by a loving and compassionate God who cares even more deeply for her than you do. That is the mystery of prayer. You see, to participate in intercessory prayer, you need to be ripe for the experience. You need to come knowing only that divine presence, the grace from God, will gently take her from you and hold on. You don't know how God is going to act in the life of that person you have lifted up. God may act in her life in ways that are totally different than what you imagined. Remember that woman with cancer who went to her pastor for healing prayer and then died soon after? Here's the rest of the story. 2 days after she went to her pastor, her son called her. He was a very wayward son who had stolen from her, hit her, lied to her, and had not been in contact for more than a decade. Not only did he call her out of the blue, but he was in town and came to visit. As her cancer worsened, he and his dog moved in with her and became her constant caregiver until she died. 2 days before she died, her pastor came to visit with her. Her bed was in the living room with a soft breeze coming in the curtains. She turned to her pastor and said, "Isn't this a beautiful day?" Was she cured? No. Was she healed? Absolutely. In ways that none of them realized. Her son and their relationship had not been mentioned for decades. The visiting pastor had no idea that the son had come. Was it an answer to prayer? Absolutely, yes. God is more than we can imagine and works in ways beyond our comprehension. I would never say that prayer doesn't or can't work in some ways that I don't understand. There's something else that happens in the mystery of prayer. When you participate in intercessory prayer, something happens in you, the one doing the praying. When you pray, asking that God for guidance or wisdom, an open heart or a calmed mind, the Holy Spirit works with you. Prayer is a wonderful way to be in relationship with God. For that reason, you bring all to the one who loves you most. The real you, including your wants, your feelings, even anger and fears. It gives you not only self-knowledge, but it holds all that up under the bright light of God. In praying for others, you've drawn out that source of light that the psalmist was looking for. Energy flows. You begin praying for the people of the world, such as Ukraine and Russia, Israel and Gaza, even Democrats and Republicans. It might not feel very personal, but not praying for them is limiting your life to that little corner where you live. The divine is so much more than that. When you pray for people far away, do you get to see how one life might be changed? Not often, but that's okay. You participated in the Spirit. You have included yourself in that bright light. What about the mystery of praying one-to-one with God? Jesus says in Matthew 6, "And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go to your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask." God values our time of quiet with him. In the Gospels, we read that Jesus went to a quiet place to pray 9 times. In all the circumstances, like feeding the 5,000 or preparing for the Sermon on the Mount. Of course, Jesus met with God in the Garden of Gethsemane as he accepted what he must go through. For me, prayer is my closest connection with God. It feels as though I am helped using words or not. In our Romans passage, we read how the Spirit groans for us. Isn't that a great phrase, groans for us? How desperately I need the prayers that I lay at God's feet and let the Spirit explain what I mean, where my pain is, how broken I feel, and when I don't feel good enough. Prayer is that place where I take my closest ones, family, friends, my pastors, and I know that I am receiving that sense of awe, even though I may not know what needs to happen and what God is going to do. I pray on those impossible days when there are too many things to do, too many people to talk to, and even when I am so exhausted that I fall into bed and pray for sleep. To be very honest, there have been times when I have been unable to pray. I have had times when I have been depressed and I couldn't do much of anything. I've also had times of being so frantic and having not paid attention to what God is offering. I'm glad that these times are few. Regardless of all these hurdles, I know that when I pray, I am in connection with God. When we engage with the divine in prayer, we participate in the creation of the universe. We are caught up in this mystery, this wonderful invitation from the Holy Spirit. We know that what we can do is not what God may do. No matter. We can trust that God knows what he's doing. To close this morning, I wish to tell anyone listening to this message that the most powerful being that has ever lived, the creator of so many things, including us, accepts our prayer in whatever form they come. For the world, for the world's people, our country, and even our neighborhoods. God knows what he's doing. God knows what we believe and what we may need. Most of all, the Holy Spirit has been sent by God to remind us of his love, his healing power, and his very present self in times of trouble. So trust. Pray. Receive the blessings of our God. Amen.